This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube and view for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
Have a lovely holiday weekend. Do you enjoy the extra day off?
We had some fun.
Yeah?
Yes.
What'd you do?
So, when was it? Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watching TV. I look outside. There's a turtle in the pool.
Okay.
About this big. Like, it wasn't a small.
You could do that again. Like, so you're talking about, like, yay big? Or because you kind of did a weird crisscross applesauce thing there.
I would say about this big.
Okay, so you're giving about the size of a
little
beach
bigger.
Ball?
Yeah.
Basketball? Bigger than a basketball? Bigger than a basketball.
Right.
Like, a small-sized beach ball is what you would
I'm
say.
I'm looking out of the corner of my eye from inside, and I'm like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
I go out there. It's a turtle. I'm like, where did you come from, Mr. Turtle?
Davey.
No problem. We got to get it out of there because the water will kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're dealing with a dead turtle. Nobody wants that.
The water kill him?
Chlorinated water?
Yeah, but he doesn't breathe the water. He's holding his breath.
Okay, but still, this can't be good.
I mean, I guess you're right. It can't be good.
I've seen more lizards from swimming in that water.
That's what they swim from? That just makes me bad swimmers.
No.
Because they pour up. Like, they can't get any juice.
Whatever. Okay, not being Steve Irwin, I don't know.
Fine.
So I'm like, we got to get this thing out of the pool. So I grabbed the net. Did not realize how fast turtles could swim.
They're good at that.
It was hauling ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, it wasn't a snapping turtle, was it?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. I got the net on a 10-foot pole. He ain't getting close to me. So I said, here's what I need to do. I need an assistant to put the brush on the back of the turtle, and then I'll scoop him up. Because if you touch his back, he'll, you know, go in, and then I'll scoop him up, get him out. So I have to be the one to put, because nobody else is even close to being athletic enough to, you know, play whack-a-mole under the pool. So, as life has it, I have three foremen in my life that think that
they're the expert at getting out the turtle.
Doing everything.
Why don't you call me?
If I'm cooking, because the turtle's there and you're in Orlando.
I could have fixed this.
So,
2 seconds.
Mima,
mm-hmm.
You know, the oldest of my foremen.
Yep.
She says, I got it. So she grabs the pole.
Mm-hmm.
You grab the net. She walks down on the ledge on the other side of the pool.
Deep end? Does it start on the deep end?
Yeah, he's all over.
Okay.
She reaches down, and she looks like a two-year-old trying to get the brush on top of the turtle.
Right.
Falls in.
That's great.
Falls in the pool, right?
Was she worried the turtle was going to attack her?
No. She's trying to get intangibles. She's trying to get close to the turtle.
Oh, so she's swimming after the turtle.
I can just pick it up.
Okay, I was wondering if anybody was going to get in there.
By the way, she was in her pajamas, and I immediately replied, nobody wants a grandma wet t-shirt contest. Please get out.
So you didn't want her to go after the turtle?
No, I wanted her to get out of the pool and go put some...
I mean, damage is done at that point.
Well, yeah. So she's just standing in the pool. Finally, we get him, put him out on the thing, then Dre.
Oh, yeah.
Dre.
Dogs don't like turtles.
Dre wants to go over there with the turtle.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a little
nervous. The turtle got out, it didn't, like, haul ass? It was tired?
I guess it was tired because it just laid there.
Okay.
So we're like, oh, no, the turtle's dead. Right? I didn't want the turtle
really
to be dead.
It's really bad at wildlife.
Right? Like, it's a pet cemetery in our backyard.
I understand, but why would it be dead?
I don't know. Again, you didn't all of a sudden have all this generous advice when you knocked that possum for a home run.
Yeah, I took it into my own hands.
Anyway, I'm not killing the turtle.
It was threatening me.
It was not threatening you.
It was threatening me.
No, it wasn't.
Let me ask you something.
That's a defense mechanism.
If the roles were reversed here, you're out in the dark, okay? A large marsupial with sharp teeth goes, how do you take that?
I ain't going to be that close.
Didn't have a choice. Just walked out. It's just out on your front door.
You had time to go in and get a bat.
Yeah, because I got to leave. I got to get to work.
Yeah, but okay. So, like, you could have just kept going and got in your car and left.
Mm-mm.
Had to be dealt with.
Have to defend my family. I'm supposed to go to work and just this monster's on my front door? And then
Tommy, you would come back home and you'd have a pet possum.
Let's say this, as the kids say, this possum posts up, right? Just sits there. And then I get a call. I get a call from Mrs. Tobin hours later. And I could have handled that. That's bad defending my territory as the head of the household.
All right. Anyway.
So anyway.
We take the turtle out.
So the turtle is tired. Dre wants a piece.
He's on the grass. Dre is circling the turtle.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got close. The turtle let him know what was up, so he ran in the house.
Okay.
We go inside. You know, I got some stuff I'm preparing to cook yesterday. Go back out. Turtle was gone. Like, it was like 10 minutes. I'm like, I don't know what this thing is about turtles being slow, but we had one little baby turtle, Lude Mel,
mm-hmm.
when she was a whole nother story. And then this big turtle, he was gone. No idea where he went. So I thought he was back in the pool, but no. So that was my...
So that's it? That's the end of your story?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, what...
It's I thought like somebody was going to get attacked or something. I don't know.
It's a turtle. I mean, humans are still faster than turtles. How close you got to get to a turtle for him to bite you where you can't run away? Right? You got to just be...
I think if I saw a turtle and he wasn't getting out and he was in the deep end of my pool, I'm diving in after that turtle.
There is no way you're catching that turtle. I saw the turtle swim. They can swim. Now, I ain't going to go ahead on...
He's got a corner him.
You're a manatee. You can't just jump in and swim.
He's a stupid turtle.
He was... Hold on. I got the video. I'm going to show you the video.
What was it?
That turtle was...
It wasn't a sea turtle? With flippers?
Still a turtle can swim.
How big were its paws?
I don't know. They just stuck out of the shell.
How big were the paws? Were they this big? Were they this big? Like, how big were they? Were they that? Were they two fingers? Like, how big were the paws?
I didn't break down game film like that.
Okay.
I was just trying to get the turtle out of the pool.
No one
You're asking
this.
Me, what is combine?
No one knew the thing's this,
asking,
this size wait. This big. You exaggerated me. The whole story.
You're asking me about the combine stats of a turtle.
Yeah. What's its wingspan?
Like 2 inches farther than his shell.
Brittany, you jumping in after that turtle? You're filling in for Frog Boy today. We know he is. They're friendly. They're coast swamp creatures.
I'm absolutely not running after that turtle. No.
So you're saying if you saw that turtle, the video would have been you going to try to catch it.
100%.
And I would say this. You'd still be chasing that turtle.
I've caught iguanas. Yeah. Iguanas are faster on land than turtles are in a pool. If he had endless water to swim at, fine. He's going to ping pong off the wall in 2 seconds.
You can run on grass. You ain't swimming as good as that turtle.
He's going to run out of space, dum-dum.
You think you're just going to corner him?
Yes!
Or were you going to
zone defense?
What about the deep end?
You go down.
You really?
Hold your breath.
You're not a submarine. Your ass is going to float.
I've seen your pool. You don't have an Olympic-sized pool. You'd be fine.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd be fine. You guys are sitting here with all your instruments and ornaments, and I would have had this done in 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
You're also the same guy. I ain't calling you for advice. I sent you a picture of a snake. Poisonous. Get out.
The turtle story had a bit of an underwhelming ending.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody falling in, Mima falling in the pool?
That was in the middle of your story. I thought it was going to, like, that should have been.
The turtle ran away. What do you want us to do?
I don't know. I thought there was going to be some crescendo to the story. It was very much like the Panthers last night. We thought it should have ended in a sweep, and instead it was a 1-0 game the whole time with a couple of empty netters. That, man, has an empty net strategy ever failed more than that has?
Oh my goodness, they scored more than if you had all the guys.
They were like, all right, we're going to pull Bob. And I was like, I don't think you should do that. And they're like, yeah, we're going to pull Bob. And like 2 seconds later, it's 2-0. I was like, oh, that didn't work.
I mean, and not only that, it was like 4-on-1. Like it was.
It was completely.
Four on one with an empty net. I'm like, that didn't go well.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll get into the Cats. Obviously, still in a great spot. They're up 3-1 in the Canes, and plenty to dive into with this game. We'll get to the road to repeat coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
So the Panthers, they lose yesterday 3-0. It was mostly 1-0 the entire game. Last couple minutes, they pulled Bob, who was tremendous yesterday. His boys let him down as the Panthers really just sloppy. Couldn't really
didn't
get anything
very
to stick.
Fast. Didn't look
didn't
very
look too fast. Very reminiscent of the last time we saw them lose, which was Game 6 of the Eastern Conference semifinal against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Just didn't look like they had everything. Now, listen, to be fair to them, they didn't have everything. One of the calling cards of this team has been their depth and how much everybody else gets involved in the scoring. And, you know, yesterday they have a game where Reinhardt remains out with the knee injury. They say he's day-to-day. We see him in the locker room before game three. And this is an odd thing, too, because we're coming off of a long weekend where the Cats on Saturday, tremendous win. I mean, that thing was absolutely on fire with how they just completely avalanched the Carolina Hurricanes and just killed them in the third period. And then you have yesterday where it's like, yeah, you could bust out the brooms, you could finish this puppy off, but also we can't act like the Cats went into this thing with a super desperate measure, because you sat Mikkola, which I didn't even think there was going to be a chance that Mikkola was going to go, and Paul Maurice was talking about the day beforehand. He's like, yeah, you know, he'll be a game time decision, because he went flying into the boards in game three after his couple of goals. I mean, yeah. He's been one of the Panthers' best players in this series. And you could just see that, all right, they got a little cute with it. that fourth line that they've been able to rely on. Greer was out of that. So, you know, now you're bringing in Balinskas. And it's just like, all right, let's see how much can we stretch this depth thing out. They're switching up the top line. They're putting Marsh in there. Now he's not on the finish line. They're putting Boqvist back there. You know, so they were trying some things. They shook it up. It didn't really work out too well for the Cats. Kachuk didn't play fantastic yesterday either, Leroy. I mean, ultimately, you're in a golden spot. You're up 3-1. You're going into their barn tomorrow, a place you've already won twice. Yeah, Freddie Anderson had a shutout. Very, again, reminiscent of what happened to Wall in the Toronto series, and then we know what happened when it came time to clinch it. I just don't think you can fake desperation, and I don't think the Panthers had a lot of it yesterday. I just didn't think they had that.
There's a couple things when you're in these situations that you have to know. It's do or die for them. And sometimes that level of do or die when you play in that opponent it's unmatched, and it means that it catches you off guard. And it just looked like the Panthers weren't ready for that desperation. For whatever reason, they looked faster. They looked, you know, they were being more aggressive. They were hitting more. That's how a team plays that's desperate. And if you don't match it, then you're going to play in these close, you know, games. And I just think that at some point they're going to have to say, look, we got to be done with this. I don't care what it's a race to four. Get there as quick as possible and move on. We'll worry about tomorrow. And I'm more than sure one of the things that this team has done unbelievably during the course of Paul Maurice's stint as coach is they bounce back. You know, he's had the conversation with not only us, but with his team about what parts of that he liked, what parts he didn't. And he says it even keel. He doesn't get too irritated. And then they move on. So I fully expect them to, for some reason, they play. They're a little nastier on the road. They're too nice when they come home, right?
I mean, they weren't very nice on Saturday. No. They weren't very nice on Saturday. Yeah. They, you know, and that was another, I mean, that was a game where they had to show a lot of resolve, too, because you had the bogus call on Lustarainen getting the 5-minute major. They kicked him out for the game misconduct. And Polar Bear was just, I mean, he was killing it. I mean, he's right. Been so damn good in these playoffs. I was out on Atlantic Avenue. I was having a nice date night with the wife, and it was on every TV on the bars. There was this one bar that was like, they were like, they had giant screens. Everybody could watch from the street. And then, like, Mikula scores. They play the goal song. There's confetti raining down. I was like, this is Goosey's galore, dude. And we watched in, like, the span of them going up for it was 2-1, them going up 4-1. I'm like, this puppy's over. It's over, dude. And you know, even after that, Rob Brind'Amour was basically like, you know, he's calling out his star. Like, if you are a hockey player with any sort of pride, the way that his coach was talking about none of the stars showing up, them having to look at themselves in the mirror, like, if you have any modicum of pride, you got to bounce back in that performance. You just do.
Right.
And even that being said, it was a one-goal game the vast majority of this game. And the Cats
so
just couldn't.
Even playing their worst game of the series, the score was 1-0.
Yeah, Bob was incredible yet again. He's been playing incredible. He's been incredible between the pipes again since game 3 of last series. Great. Good for them. They snapped their 15-game conference final losing streak. I have zero worry going into this next game with how they're going to bounce back.
I have more, you know, I know that this team will bounce back because they've shown it. They've shown it a lot in the last 2 or 3 years. And so I have no doubt. Now, my only concern is the injuries.
Yeah, they're not great. I mean, especially the idea that, especially, I think Rhino's the one you're scared of the most. I think Mikula and Greer, I think they got a little like.
But that's the nasty guys.
Yes.
Right? And, like, you could see with them out, the game wasn't very, like, it was physical, but not like the Panthers normally. The Panthers normally shut people down. There was a lot of free skating. So if those guys get back, then I think, you know, the Panthers have shown anybody can score. You know, you don't need to start a scorer, but defensively, those guys have been really good. And Seth Jones, take a break, buddy.
Take a break? What do you want him to do?
I'm just saying, he's out there all the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you mean? That's what he's, that's so, like, but you're acting like that's a criticism of
his.
No,
it's not. But I'm just like, man, every time I see who's out there, he's always out there. Like, it's got to be, what is he, 25, 30 minutes a night?
Jay Gatto says, Sealer it on up was on the drums last night. Yeah, he's banned now, though. Mush.
Whoa.
He's banned.
We got to get Kenny G.
I saw a tweet, I think it was from Mike Sanchez on Twitter. I think he makes a good point where maybe it's time for the Marlins and Dolphins to take a seat on these drums. Like, you know, I think right now the Panthers don't need any other sports influence on their team. And I was like, you know what? That's kind of a good point. They had Trick Daddy on Saturday. Find somebody else. Find other celebrity routes.
Kodak Black.
Get Ariana Grande. Get Kodak Black. Get somebody
just of
celeb status. Like, I don't think that the Canes need any stink. The Cats need any stink around their team.
Oh, so you saying?
And I love Zach Sealer. Don't get me wrong. You guys know
the organizations.
You unless you're bringing in Dwayne Wade, like you're bringing in like Heat royalty,
right.
Dan Marino, you're still cool. But anybody who's a current player in town,
bad mojo.
It's not good mojo. It's not good mojo, and it pains me to say that as a Zach Sealer fan. I love Zach Sealer, but I was like, maybe it is time to every other team's plume just waft it out here. Just
tell you what, have Bill Zito do it.
I don't think you do. I don't think that's. I think if you're on the current team, that's not what you do.
I know, but. I mean, he was tossing water bottles a couple years ago. I could definitely see the intensity.
He probably still was. Like, Bill Zito seems like the kind of psycho that like is still throwing a water bottle even though his team's up 3-0. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. But I don't... I just think if you're a Panthers fan, one, there's legitimately no... There's no real worry you could have. Like, they have clearly shown themselves to be the better team.
Yeah.
They didn't have their full deck.
And they didn't play
a good game.
There aren't many sweeps simply because sometimes the puck bounces weird and sometimes you get a lot of breaks and whatever.
Was it Schmidt who like blasted it right off the post? I'm just like, oh
my goodness. So those things happen. I was more disappointed at shot attempts. Like they didn't really get a whole bunch of attempts until late.
Yeah, the first two periods, it was dominant for
right.
Carolina.
Like, which is something that in the first three games, when you look at the numbers, the Panthers were out shooting them by ridiculous amounts, right? And, you know, you can't make it if you don't shoot it. So
yeah,
I hate the passing back and forth.
I don't even think this is something that like needs a lot of analysis on it.
No?
Like, they're up 3-0. They've dominated the series. You had a desperate team. Mm-hmm. The Cats kind of maintenance programmed it, and they got shut out. Like, yes, we could talk about depth until the cows come home, but, like, yeah, there's sometimes when things aren't going great
mm-hmm.
and you don't have your stars show up, like, not having a Sam Reinhart will affect you. Not having a Nico Mikola, who's been playing amazing, will affect you. That fourth line... been great, but now you're like really like seeing, all right, now you've tested your depth, you've shown your depth, but then you're really testing your depth.
Right.
And okay, we saw what the result was. The result was not fantastic. Not the worst game they played. I didn't think it was even as bad as their game 6 against Toronto. I thought that was a worse performance than this one was.
Right.
This one just kind of felt like, let's see if we can get it. Ah, we were a little bit off. All right, go finish business on in Carolina. Schmeathan says Tobin's going to tear up his rotator cuff cranking up the excuse machine. What excuses? They're up 3-1. Like, I don't even understand that, Schmeathan. What? You don't need excuses when you're up 3-1. You're up 3-1. Like, this is crazy to me. Sometimes I wonder, like, have the Panthers fans, do you guys remember the things you've been through? Do you know what real adversity is compared to fake adversity? Like, when you're down 3-1 to Boston, a one seed, and you have to come up, that's real adversity. When it's like, you are on the brink of infamy and you got a game 7, that's real adversity. Even like the Toronto game when they lost 6, I was like, I don't know, this team going game 7, kind of have a lot of faith in them. They deserve it. They deserve that faith. I can't think, there's not a real Panthers fan. I'm talking a real Panthers fan, not some carnival barker. If you're a real Panthers fan with concern after that game, even if they were to lose game 5, which they won't, but even if they did, do you think they're going to do that? They're going to let this team that they've smoked, you think like all of a sudden, oh, we're going to be, oh, it's really, you're faking yourself if you're thinking that. I can't see you as a real person or a real sports fan. It just seems ridiculous to me.
Is that like?
Plus, we're gentlemen.
I try to explain, you know, the game without doing a lot of, oh no, what are they doing? Like, come on, take a break. It's fine.
Take a break. We got to combine some games here today because we are coming off a long weekend. So Leroy, early on, will hand out his game balls and game bums next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game balls and game bombs here in just a second. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. If you guys want to enter the contest, text the word HARD to 20357. That's HARD to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. It's a Live Nation show. Leroy, what do you have for your game balls and game bums?
All right, So, I'm going to go with my game bum. New York Knicks fans.
Oh, bum.
Stop it. Indiana's better than you. Stop complaining as if any of those guys on that floor could do anything more. You yelled at Carl Anthony Towns. He had 20 points in a quarter.
Yeah.
Right? You got Jalen Brunson, who's doing everything, and then you complain when he doesn't score 40. Stop it. They're I don't think they're as good as Indiana. And they won a game, so great. Good for you.
That does seem to be
so
their formula.
Tired of it.
Their formula does seem to be get down by 20 and then they win.
Right. But guess what? Indiana does the same stuff. Because they had commanding leads and the Knicks had leads in the first two games, and they lost. So you're playing a team that does the same things that you do, with a stud on the other side in Halliburton, who has taken over games at times, like Brunson. The only problem is that Brunson's a little bit smaller, and they pick and roll him to death, and he gets caught up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, stop it. Like, you're... Just because people say, oh, with the Knicks playing like this, they should go to the finals, don't mean you're good enough to go to the finals. Stop falling for all that.
I mean, they might be good enough to go to the finals. They win tonight. They're in a good spot.
They could be. But I'm just saying, like, just because you played a couple of good games, like, relax. I'm so just tired. Like, oh, my goodness. They lose two games and everybody.
Well, I think the thing that was funny about it is, like, I saw people ready to fire Tom Thibodeau.
Right.
Or Knicks fans, he's like, not, in the middle of the game.
He's not the guy to get us over
the hump. Which I got
to
say, Tom Thibodeau, Stone's not playing Brunson basically that entire fourth quarter.
But here's the problem with him. He's known as a defensive-minded coach who doesn't play a lot of guys. He doesn't go deep into his bench.
That's more what he's known for, is he just rides his guys into the ground.
Where, like, eventually they're going to wear down.
Yeah. That's, everybody knows, Tibbs knees, that's what happens.
Right. My all right.
Mm-hmm. That's my, not the bit. The bit is game ball.
My game ball.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My game ball goes to me.
Why?
Because I did it on the grill yesterday.
No, that's, you can't that just awesome. Give it to yourself. Like, that's not how the bit works. Dude, you don't get, I was, what are you, Mike McDaniel? You're like, you're giving game balls to everybody and now you're just keeping this one?
I was awesome.
All right.
I was awesome.
Okay.
Ribs. Jerked.
You had nothing from the sports weekend that fired you up. Nothing.
Not really.
Not Nico Mikola, not Barkov.
No, because they're hurt. I wanted to give about 20 game bums or bums because all the Carolina Panthers, I mean Hurricanes, all of a sudden wiping guys out. And here's what I hate, okay? Here's what pisses me off about hockey. Carolina has done some sketchy stuff with
for sure.
the hits.
Mm-hmm.
It's hockey. The Panthers do it. They're on the edge. They're teetering on the edge. I'm like, come on. Anybody going to do anything about the Reinhardt hit?
Well, they did.
I know. But I'm just saying.
They did. I mean, it was actually, because they're up 6-1, and then Tkachuk's going after Aho.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, here's what I like. When you're up 6-1, you know Tkachuk is going to get...
Yeah, it was great. I think that's a mature way to go about it. I mean, that was the other thing that was really annoying yesterday. They had a couple. One, that embellishment call on Tkachuk, who didn't play great. I was like, what is that? But the Nate Schmidt shove skis after you're about to go on the power play, that was a dumb play.
That was completely stupid.
I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Like, you're not Nico Mikola. You're not a polar bear. Like, you don't get to just come in here and blow power plays. Like, I don't understand. So that was annoying. Like, the Panthers had a couple of opportunities there where they probably should. Now, the power play was a little dried up. The Carolina's been very good at the last handful of killing them. But, you know, in games like that, you can't blow opportunities. And that was what was so on Panthers like with that game.
Right. Like, it's... They play on the edge.
I can't get over you. This really goes against everything that is supposed to be this segment.
Why?
Because you're supposed to praise others. That's the point. Like, you're around the locker room right now, and you're praising yourself.
How good could it have been? Go through the local sports.
I just did. They were up 3-1.
No, over the
weekend.
Oh, so you would say give it to the Panthers after what happened? Yesterday?
I would give some Panthers. Yeah, I would give it to some Panthers. Like, you're doing exactly what the whiny Panthers fan is doing. Like, the loss means more than the win.
No, it doesn't. I'm like, what do you? I didn't think they were going to win 4 straight.
You literally just took the game balls from them.
They just lost.
Oh, my God.
When we go
back. So let me get this
straight.
Let me get this straight.
No, this is my bit. You want me to give proactive game balls to jump over the most recent game and go back to Friday?
Is it more important that they're up 3-1 or that they lost yesterday?
They're up 3-1.
Okay, so that's the more important thing of the series, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and you, like a greedy pig, is like, you know what? I'm taking the game ball for myself.
Yeah. I put the puck on the wall already.
Wow.
Come on, what are you doing?
That's something.
Wait, I can't give a game ball and jump over the most recent. Because you get mad when I give it to teams.
I don't like when you give it to teams.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying.
Then why'd you just say you give it to
should've
the
given it to the polar bear.
Who?
He didn't play yesterday. He's hurt.
Yeah.
But he had 2 goals. He killer.
He was really good.
Yeah.
But you can't go over a game.
Of course you can. It's the whole weekend.
No, you can't.
You just wanted to go right to giving yourself credit, patting yourself on the back.
I did, but here's the deal. I was going to go Panthers. I can't go back to Saturday.
I don't know what those rules are. But
can you? Hold on. You can't go back over a game they just played to give a game ball from 2 games ago.
Why not?
You can't.
That's so silly.
Right. All right.
Maybe if they were down in the series, I would agree with you. Like, if they played a game, evened up the series, then lost a game to be down 2-1, I would agree with your logic. But to be up 3-0 and then be like, yeah, you're only up 3-1. No game balls for you, Cats.
Yeah.
It seems to go everything against that is the game ball and game bump.
Somebody said, could have gave it to the Indy 500 winner. I didn't realize it was the first Spaniard to ever win the Indy. I only watched the last 30 laps of that thing.
I don't watch the Indy 500.
Really?
I don't watch cars go vroom vroom. I'm not a child.
You're a redneck. It's in your blood.
Mm-mm.
What are you talking about?
Nope.
You
first of all, listen, it's not redneck anymore. It's all hoity-toity. Very
That's Formula
very
One.
Very chic.
That's Formula.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
What's the difference between IndyCar and F1?
There's a huge difference.
What's
the difference?
There's a huge difference.
The Formula
difference.
One car. Do you see how big those tires are?
I don't know the difference. I literally don't.
The tires
they're
are
all
bigger,
going.
The car,
again, I'm not a baby.
The
car, I don't go.
Also, they
I
don't
watch,
turn. They don't turn right.
What do you mean? So they just go
yeah,
in a circle.
Yeah, IndyCar is like in a circle. Formula One is they have
road
turns.
Courses.
Yeah.
Okay, so IndyCar.
And IndyCar start with a rolling start, and Formula One starts from a standstill.
So it's easier.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, IndyCar. I mean, no, it's not. There's different. There are gear shifts and everything is all very different. Some people would argue that Formula One is more complicated than IndyCar, but they're different. Very different. But you can do both. People
I don't
have
think
gone
they are
from,
that different, though. Like, are
they are.
Different?
They're
my favorite.
There's a lot
one.
Of more technicalities that go into it if you really want to get into it. Like, their steering wheels and their shifting and all those things are very, very
so who's
different.
The best?
I should have gave.
Does IndyCar make as much as F1 does? Because the F1 people seem like they make the most money.
Oh,
F1
for
is
sure.
More
F1
worldwide.
Is far more prestigious. And
it's
there's
more
in, like, you people say, like, IndyCar is where F1 dreams go to die. So if you can't get into F1, you're going to go to IndyCar.
Oh, so it's like MLS.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I should have gave it to it. There's always one guy every year, right? And I always make a point to see this. He races in the Coca-Cola 600 the same day he races in the Indy 500.
Okay.
Which is crazy. 1,100 miles in two races. You know how
hard... Did he win either of them?
No.
Then who cares?
He crashed out one of them. Hey, do you realize how like crazy that is?
Yeah. See, car's doing the work.
That's why that's he's not. Huh?
Car's doing the work. Big circle.
Really?
Yeah. Not
to
me.
Go from NASCAR and basically driving a Cybertruck to go to a sports car?
I would imagine they're good at racing anything.
No. It's so
no, it's so different.
Is it?
So
yes. Like in NASCAR, you have a shift, but it's on the side. It's like a normal car. You're driving like essentially a normal car. IndyCar and F1 are like your steering wheels where all your shifting is and all. There's a lot more intricacies that go into Formula One and IndyCar than NASCAR. I'm not saying that they're
so
better.
In your eyes, Formula One is the truest form of racing, even though there's only
no,
like two
I,
good
I don't
guys
think
to do
so.
It.
I don't think so. I don't think it's the truest form of racing.
So who's the best racing
person of all time?
No, I'm saying like which one do you enjoy the most?
Oh, Formula One.
Okay,
I don't care for NASCAR because I like road courses because there's the turns and there's so much more technicality that goes into it that if you make one mistake you're in the barrier or you're in someone's like rear.
Which one has the most crashes?
I would say Formula One
because you know why? Because they go 500 miles single file. And there's only like in a track that's what 2.5-3 miles, there's only probably two spots where you can pass somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they're single file the whole way, and all you're doing is waiting for where they can.
NASCAR does have major. Their crashes are more intense just because they're usually like in packs, and a lot of their crashes are based off of like hitting people from the rear or like bumping somebody. Formula One, you can have a single car crash that has a car completely turn over and go into like a fence, and then you have to stop the whole race and start all over again. So I don't know. It's they're very different, but Formula One to be more interesting.
I know Brittany loves F1,
I
so
do
I don't
love
want to be
F1.
Too. Somebody said I'm using somebody described me as reductive. but it's just not for me.
I got into it
when you were
years.
Born. You were given a baby bottle and your first NASCAR.
No.
Well, come on.
I would say the racing I grew up around was horse racing.
It's in your blood. Or that. That's very intangible, too.
Yeah, but that's better.
Why?
Because it's one race. Like, two minutes, one race.
Yeah, but the training and stuff like that.
Yeah, the training's boring, though. Like, I don't want... Nobody watches
all the
any of
big
that.
Races, you have to qualify. Mm-hmm. Same thing as racing.
But yeah. The horses... Like, nobody looks at these jockeys and is giving them all these deals.
Oh, that's not
deals.
True. That's not true.
There's, like, two famous
that's
jockeys in the history
there's,
of jockeys.
There's not... That's not true.
Give me the most famous jockey. I bet you could name the top five jockeys right now. You want to know why? It's been the same top five jockeys for 25 years.
But that's... Oh, my goodness. You're minimizing this.
I'm not. It's the truth. The horse is doing the work.
The horse is doing the work. Right. And why they make such a big deal about jockeys?
Because it's just a thing they want to do to get to the point. Because all they got in the coverage is jockeys' hats. That's all they have for the coverage. The Kentucky Derby is 3 minutes, okay? Between getting the horses in the gate, and they're off, okay? And so what are they doing for the entire time? Mint juleps, hats, jockeys. That's all they got.
What?
You know, and Bob Baffert lying.
There's a lot of big races. The Breeders' Cup is probably
I'm aware of all the big races.
Right.
Yeah.
So how can you just say that like...
Because it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's not.
You've never bet on a race and looked at the jockey and go, that guy's terrible. I can't bet that horse.
No.
Really?
No.
So you look at the horse only?
Horse only.
Jockey, you don't...
No. Name me the bad jockeys. You can't. You want to know why? Nobody knows a bad jockey. You know the three good jockeys. And I'm telling the truth right now.
I cannot believe that as an intangible and a representative...
I don't like you just
and a representative
doing what you're doing right now.
...of NASCAR and horse racing,
mm-hmm.
that you just shun them.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
Vroom, 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 vroom.
Do you 500 know,
miles.
No. Do you know, like, the strain that goes on their body?
Sure, I'm sure it's a lot of strain.
The G-forces, the way that they have to, their necks, what they
Brittany,
have to
you're
do.
Not, you're not feeling any of that watching. You know what I see on the screen? Vroom, 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 vroom. Like, oh, wait.
Have you ever sat down and watched a Formula One race?
I think I watched a little of the Miami one when it first got down here. And right now, all I do, when I'm like, oh. There's the hobnob race again. Because that's what everybody goes there. They go to the hobnob. They don't even go.
No, I agree with that. I do think that all USGPs are very, like, just, like, for show.
Right.
But I think you should watch, like, a good race. And, like, when you watch it, if you watched it a couple years ago, then Max Verstappen was dominating. It's a lot more. The field is a little bit more competitive now.
I think I would probably, if I liked racing, like F1 the most, the NASCAR.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that.
The like one circle, about, 500
yeah,
miles?
I agree with
the
that.
Only thing I hate about Formula One, it's more about the cars, right? Because there's certain brands, whether it's Ferrari or Mercedes-Benz, mm-hmm. they're always on top, regardless of who's driving the car. Then you combine it with a good driver, and they dominate for like 5 years.
Yeah, it is very, it's a top-heavy sport, but the last two seasons have been, they had most race winners in a very long time last season, and they're headed that way too. Right now, McLaren is a little bit top-heavy, but it's really interesting. I mean, and they have Drive to Survive on Netflix, which you should watch, and you can get into it. There's a lot of drama too, like with the people.
Yeah, I mean, I did that with Full Swing. I liked Full Swing
a
little bit, but I
got
to be honest,
yeah.
Brittany, haven't watched any more golf tournaments. Watch the majors, that's it. I like it. It's a great show, but I haven't sat down and been like, I got to watch the Waste Management Open round one.
Oh, I love Waste Management. But you have to like... I will say that F1 is like a dedication if you're American because you have to wake up very early for races or like stay up super late for races.
Yeah,
so it is a little bit
trying
more
to soccer
of
me to death again. No.
It's a little bit more of a dedication than other sports. Like the GP this weekend is at 9 a.m. so you have to like wake up kind of early.
This segment has been a waste management.
Well, that started with you giving yourself a game ball,
and then you trashed me.
Yeah.
Why not? I thought about giving it to Pants. How do you give a game ball? They lost last night. I'm not saying I'm worried. I'm not saying. But how do you give a game ball when their most recent game was average?
Easy. You just say, I know they lost last night, but the polar bear, dude, two goals? he gets my game ball.
So we can't go retroactive.
Why not?
If we had a show yesterday, I could have did that.
No.
No, you can't go.
Take a break. Out with Tua is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.